Chapter 1. The Fair Earth. Never since the dawn of history has man known so much as he knows today about the planet on which he dwells. Never before has he been so deeply aware of the great unknown beyond the boundaries of his present knowledge. One of the greatest fruits of his achievements is the sense he has gained of the limitlessness of all things, great and small. At the same time, there is a growing realization of the unity of things. There is a basic agreement, a correspondence, among the principles which govern the arrangement and organization of all things. There are relationships, balances, and interdependencies which speak more and more of one system of thought behind everything. The world is one. Moreover, the Earth itself, with the solar system, is part of a vast heavenly array which extends on in countless replications and variations, all of which are governed by physical laws such as are found on our tiny globe. Everything, everywhere speaks of intelligent order and consistency, and of a mighty power which is universally and unfailingly present. The Bible alone matches the world about us with an explanation of the origin of things which is both simple and comprehensive. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:1. Out of one God came all that is, day and night, earth and sky, sea and land, grass and trees, fishes and birds, animals and insects, and lastly but supremely, man. God is the unity behind, within, and around all. His word is the wisdom and reason and order in all things. His spirit is the power by which, in wisdom, he produced creation and still sustains it. A godless beginning would mean a godless development and a godless end, whenever and whatever that might be. In such a case, man would not know whence he came, why he is here, and where he is going. The universe would be without a pilot and without a purpose. There would be no mind to account for the complex unity of all parts of the universe and of everything found in it. Man would be a prisoner in a cage of unintelligent powers greater than himself, a seeing captive in a blind cosmos. There would be no sure explanations for what and where we are, and inevitably no grounds for hope, but simply a wishful groping in the darkness with never the possibility of finding a hand to hold. Man would be his own maker, but without power to govern and determine his destiny. He would be like a ship adrift on a vast ocean, always uncertain of finding land or whether there was any land to find. In marvelous and lucid contrast to the mindlessness of atheism, there are the following words of Scripture about God. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Job 38:4. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. Isaiah 40:21-22. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. Isaiah 40:28. About the earth and its wonders. He that watereth the hills from his chambers, the earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are things innumerable, both small and great beasts. Psalm 104, 13 through 15 and 24 through 25. About the heavens and the sky. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Dost thou know when God disposed them, and caused the light of his cloud to shine? Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds, the wondrous works of him that is perfect in knowledge? Job 37:14-16. Canst thou bind the sweet influences of Pleiades, or loose the bands of Orion? Canst thou bring forth Maseroth, or the signs of the zodiac, in his season? Or canst thou guide Arcturus, the bear, with his sons? Job 38:31-32. And God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven, to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven, to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Genesis 1 verse 14 through 16. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Psalm 19 verse 1. The Divine Summary. God, that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything. Seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. Acts 17:24-28. Jesus said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Matthew 11:25. The ultimate purpose. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Revelation 4 verse 11. The Lord said, As truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Numbers 14:20-21. Surely no one can read these beautiful words of Scripture without being impressed by their majestic simplicity. They are at the same time both comprehensive and profound. There is instruction and comfort for the ordinary man in the street, and there is sufficient for the educated man of the 20th century. The unity of all things is explained. All come from one God. One wisdom pervades all. One power upholds the heaven, contains the mighty seas, is the fountain of all life, lies behind the power of the atom and the instincts of living creatures, and paints the wing of the butterfly in the sunset sky. The infinitely great and infinitesimally small are equally the work of his creative power and lie within the ambit of his control. And the best is yet to be. Creation is not an end in itself. There is more to come. Glory greater than anything yet seen is to fill this planet. God's purpose holds a splendor and a promise in store which all of us can share. Indeed, it is this purpose and our part in it which we propose to examine in the pages that follow.